key elements across the diverse new album. Those were Days, the new album from Skyscraper Stan and The Commission Flats, out now. Cheer Squad Records and Tapes, proud sponsor of 4ZZZ.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Richard and Alana with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, seven people have been taken to hospital over the weekend, with Queensland Ambulance Service stating that 15 people had been treated for snake bites. Wet weather across northern Queensland has resulted in an increase in snake encounters across the state. Reptile Park Manager Bill Collette said rising floodwaters have resulted in snakes being more active than usual. They're looking for areas to shelter where they have probably been washed out from, Mr. Collette said. Treat any snake you see as potentially venomous. Don't muck around with it. In other local news, North Queensland is still facing flood shortages 2 weeks after a flooded highway cut off access to some areas. Supermarket shelves in North Queensland remain bare after extreme flooding has resulted in a critical bridge on Bruce Highway collapsing. This has caused delays in receiving food, water, and fuel. Because of shore closures, we are shut off from a lot of common supplies as we are north of the affected areas. It's crazy and worse than COVID, if that was possible, Bianca of food blogger Living in Cairns has said. A Woolworths spokesperson has said that a number of minor priority is transferring supplies to food-affected areas in the north. In national news, a man's body was pulled from surf at Iluka Beach on Sunday morning. So far, it is evident that the man was 68 years old and went for a swim at Bluff Beach at 4:30 p.m. on Friday. With no return an hour later, a family member contacted emergency services. A large-scale search was conducted, but had to stop due to failing light. His body was discovered on Saturday morning. It is unknown whether he drowned or had a medical episode.
Western Australia has faced record-breaking rainfall from tropical cyclone Zelia, with multiple road closures and some supermarkets left bare. In WA's northwest, a major freight route in Broome is flooded, leaving supermarkets without fresh produce. The Great Northern Highway, which connects freight from WA's north to south, has been shut since Thursday. It is unclear when the road will reopen. A spokesperson from Woolworths has said, "Customers to be mindful of others and only buy what they need. Authorities are stationing more resources across the flood-affected areas." In international news, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with the Israeli Prime Minister in Jerusalem to discuss ways of carrying out U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to transfer the Palestinian population out of the Gaza Strip. Rubio is due to meet Russian officials in Saudi Arabia in coming days for potential peace talk on the war in Ukraine. The Israeli Prime Minister said the gates of hell would be open if Hamas does not release dozens of remaining hostages abducted in its October 7th, 2023 attack that triggered the war. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a 5% chance of showers. It is currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.